Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Tyson Foods says its plans to build a $320 million chicken processing plant near Tonganoxie in northeast Kansas are on hold. In a letter to media, Tyson Poultry President Doug Ramsey says the decision comes after the Leavenworth County Commission voted Monday, rescinded its support of a plan to issue $500 million in industrial revenue bonds to help finance the plant. The commission rescinded the resolution amid growing opposition to the plant from Leavenworth County residents. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is right on our doorstep. It looks like we'll be just to the east of that today, and that means another warm and humid afternoon. Windy at times with our temperature in the upper 80s around lunchtime, 94 this afternoon. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 75, and then windy on Thursday, tomorrow 93. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees and a south wind at 9 miles per hour. A police investigation continues into a shooting at the Department of Revenue office in North Wichita. Officer Charlie Davidson says police were called to the Twin Lakes Shopping Center at 21st and Hamilton.
Located a 35-year-old male victim that had multiple gunshot wounds. This victim was taken to an area hospital in critical condition.
That man identified as 35-year-old Courtney Holloway, a Department of Revenue employee. His condition has been upgraded now to serious. Investigators believe the incident is related to a Department of Revenue investigation. A suspect was taken into custody without incident in the area of 35th and Arkansas shortly after the shooting. Kansas has suspended a Missouri doctor's medical license for 90 days for failing to preserve a fetal tissue sample from the abortion of a 13-year-old girl.
The State Board of Healing Arts concluded that Dr. Alan Palmer violated a Kansas law during the December 2014 abortion. Palmer was working as a contractor for Planned Parenthood's clinic in Overland Park. He no longer provides services there. Kansas requires doctors to preserve fetal tissue when abortion patients are under 14 to be forwarded to authorities. Palmer says he didn't know the girl's age and blamed Planned Parenthood staff. The board's order last week said the suspension runs through December 7th and affects Palmer's ability to practice medicine in Kansas, but not elsewhere. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A pair of teenage boys tried to rob a fast food restaurant in West Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened Monday night at the Burger King at Central and Tyler. Officers made contact with a female employee.
The unknown suspect had walked up to the drive-thru of the business and was asking or wanted a drink. The employee stated she opened the drive-thru window, and a second suspect then walked up next to the first suspect and pointed possibly a shotgun at her and demanded money.
The woman ran away from the window, and the suspects fled on foot outside.
Search teams are still pulling bodies from the rubble in Mexico City following yesterday afternoon's devastating 7.1 magnitude earthquake. Officials say at least 44 buildings have collapsed. Claude Rosenzweig lives just outside Mexico City. He went downtown in the aftermath.
When buildings were collapsing, the screams, what people were afraid of, and myself, we were afraid of, that who's left behind, who has been injured, if anyone else has been injured.
Hurricane Maria maintained its Category 5 status late last night, nearing St. Croix. The storm today making a landfall in Puerto Rico as a Category 4 hurricane. ABC's Joe Torres is at a beachside hotel in San Juan.
The surf for sure has picked up. The waves are starting to roll in, and the water is inching its way closer and closer to the property line. It won't be long before that water is at the property and into the streets.
Parents and victims of sex trafficking are calling on Congress to pass stricter laws against classified websites like Backpage. that make millions off underaged paid escorts.
Yvonne Ambrose says pimps lured her 16-year-old daughter into prostitution and got her to place an ad on the Backpage website. Police found her dead in a garage, killed by a 32-year-old client. The mother doesn't just blame the man for her death.
Taking advantage of our children on the internet has become such a common thing in this country that people turn the other cheek.
Backpage has removed its sex ad section, but sex traffickers have now moved them to the website's personal section. Andy Field, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:36, Steve and Ted in the morning, and it's that time of the day. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward talking about an actor who's having some legal problems, right, Ted?
Yeah, we talk about an actor defending himself against assault claims made by an ex-girlfriend.
In a lawsuit, Ryan Phillippe's ex-girlfriend claims he punched her, kicked her, and threw her down a flight of stairs around a time when he had been using drugs, including cocaine, ecstasy, mushrooms, and steroids. The LAPD confirms to ABC News it took a police report on the 4th of July listing Phillippe as a suspect. The case was submitted to the L.A. City Attorney's Office. In a statement, Phillippe's publicist says domestic violence is an incredibly serious issue and goes on to say the claims are false. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
This look at entertainment includes the letter B, Blade Runner, Billy Bush, and Breaking Bad.
Let the Blade Runner 2049 press tour begin. The cast, including Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford, were in Berlin promoting the sci-fi thriller.
What do you want? I want to ask you some questions.
Ford told reporters at a press conference he can't wait for the world to see it.
It is a remarkable piece of work of which I am very proud. But I ain't going to tell you nothing.
The sequel to the 1982 original hits theaters October 4th. Almost a year after parting ways with the Today Show in the wake of the Trump grabber-by-the-pee controversy, Billy Bush says he and his wife are splitting for now.
Yes, science!
Breaking Bad star Aaron Paul is going to be a dad. He and his wife Lauren are expecting their first child together. They've been married 4 years. No word if science was involved. Happy birthday, Matthew and Gunnar, the twins behind the 90s rock band Nelson, are 52 today. Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin is 69. I'm Jason Athenson.
Saturday Night Live, actually live. Some history made at the Emmys and more of The Deuce.
Airing Saturday Night Live from coast to coast last season apparently went well. They're going to do it again for the new season, 11:30 p.m. on the East Coast and then 1 hour earlier as you move west through time zones. SNL season 43 debuts September 30th with guest host Ryan Gosling and musical guest Jay-Z.
Donald Glover, Atlanta!
A big moment for Glover, the first African-American to win an Emmy for directing a comedy series, one of several historic wins for people of color and women Sunday night. Even so, Shonda Rhimes tells Vanity Fair it's, quote, embarrassing that we're still in a place in which we still have to note these moments, end quote. While she's happy about the wins, the creator of Scandal and Grey's Anatomy also warns against becoming complacent.
When do we start?
We're two episodes into The Deuce, and HBO's already ordered a second season of the new drama set in the New York City porn industry of the 1970s. I'm Christopher Watson.
All right, listen
the
up.
Deuce.
Yeah. Porn industry? Yeah. Well, apparently you're not watching.
No, should be good, though, right?
Well, it's getting a second season.
There you go.
There's some momentum to it. Steve, listen up.
Okay.
Who is the most dangerous celeb to search for online?
Sure, Avril Lavigne seems tough and scrappy, but not dangerous. But the cybersecurity firm McAfee says the singer tops the list of the most dangerous celebrities to search online. Searching her name might lead fans to malicious websites, especially when you search Avril Lavigne Free MP3. No word why, though, Lavigne is most dangerous. She's the first female artist to top the list, though she hasn't had a top 10 hit in over 5 years. Second on the list is Bruno Mars, followed by Carly Rae Jepsen, Zayn Malik, and Celine Dion. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Why are they dangerous? Because there are all kinds of, bad things there? What? I mean,
there's a lot of fake results that'll take you to like a scammer's website.
Scammers, yeah. And things like that. And
yeah, get all sorts of malware if you follow those links.
Malware. Don't even need that malware. That's for sure.
Well, my computer must be safe because I've never searched for any of those people online.
I can't spell
Not even close.
I can't even spell Bruno.
See,
no, I haven't either.
You're in good shape then.
I'm doing
well. No problems there. Last night on TBS, Conan O'Brien doing his special from Israel, Conan Without Borders, and one of his bits was he went around looking for Wonder Woman's apartment, actress Gal Gadot.
Did you find my?
It wasn't easy.
And people do not want to tell me where you live, but it's very tenacious. I found you.
Wow.
It's a nice apartment you have.
Thanks.
Yeah, there's a lot of room in there.
Yeah.
Big sitting area.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish you would have told me earlier that you were coming.
Do you want to go get a drink or go to a movie or just walk around Tel Aviv?
Yeah,
I have
some people came over and I have plans.
You have plans. I mean, I could come in and make pancakes.
I can make.
I
just had breakfast.
You had breakfast. Okay. Well, that's awkward. That's a business.
Somewhat reminiscent of the 9-year-old Ted Woodward who was frantically searching for Linda Carter's apartment.
Yeah, we've all been there.
There you go. Yeah.
And there was another episode in which Conan went down to the beach in Tel Aviv with a loudspeaker.
Attention! Attention! This is Conan O'Brien. This is an important announcement. Will all Israeli men wearing Speedos please leave the area? Again, all Israeli men wearing Speedos. No one wants to see your junk.
That sounds like fun. Conan in Israel last night on TBS. And we'll finish with a big birthday today, Steve McIntosh. One of your favorites, Sophia Loren, is 83 today.
Wow. Sophia Loren.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Do you have any anecdotes for me?
Houseboat.
Okay, Houseboat.
You know what? She stole Grumpy Old Men 2 away from Anne Margaret.
Yeah.
Just stole the movie. I mean, Anne was just looking at her with her eyes wide open. What else was she in? Give me a couple of opportunities there.
One of my favorites is A Desire Under the Elms with her and Burl Ives and Anthony Perkins.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and an interesting-looking woman in that, you know, not a classic beauty, somewhat irregular, but
wow.
The eyes.
She does elicit a wow
the
from
eyes.
You. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday to Sophia Loren. She's 83 today.
All right.
That's entertainment news in the blur. Thanks for joining us today, of course, brought to you as always by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Right there on K-15. You go on down to 208 South Baltimore and you say, Steve and Ted recommended this place.
Yep.
Our picture is right up there on the
wall.
There
it is. There
it is. And they'll fix you up with a great, tasty pizza coming to your table.
Yeah.
Or a hot sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
They have great hoagies there, too. It's one of our favorites. It's Pizza John's
in
Derby.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. And he's going to tell us about a Wichita company that's going to work on a big construction project in Hutchinson. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.